HBO teams with CNN's Brian Stelter for documentary about the rise of fake news. By David Ng on January 15, 2020. Just a week after news broke about CNN settling a massive lawsuit over its fake news coverage of Covington Catholic High School student Nick Sandman, WarnerMedia announced Wednesday that CNN's reliable sources host Brian Stelter is making a documentary about the rise of fake news that will debut in March on HBO. After Truth, Disinformation and the Cost of Fake News will examine the phenomenon of fake news in the age of social media and the impact that the trend has on average citizens. According to a release from WarnerMedia, the parent company of both CNN and HBO, Brian Stelter is serving as an executive producer of the documentary, with Andrew Rossi directing. The CNN host said in a tweet Wednesday that he has been working on the project for a couple of years. The left-wing CNN has been one of the worst among the elite media's fake news offenders. CNN came under fire during the 2016 presidential election when it was revealed that the network leaked debate questions to Hillary Clinton via then-network contributor Donna Brazile. Since President Donald Trump took office, CNN has made a slew of gross journalistic missteps that have required retractions or major corrections. One of its biggest embarrassments was a 2017 report about a Russian investment fund that allegedly had ties to certain Trump officials. CNN retracted the story after significant flaws in the reporting came to light, resulting in the resignation of three journalists. The following year, CNN erroneously reported that Donald Trump Jr. had coordinated with WikiLeaks on the publication of emails from the Democratic Party and Hillary Clinton campaign. The story quickly went viral before it was revealed that CNN mixed up the dates, showing that WikiLeaks and Trump Jr. communicated after the emails were published. The network was also caught deceptively editing video to make it look like President Trump had rudely dumped a box of fish food into the water during a photo op with Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe. It was later revealed that President Trump was simply copying Abe's behavior. CNN recently settled a $275 million lawsuit brought by Covington Catholic High School student Nick Sandman, who alleged the network defamed him in its coverage of his confrontation with a group of activists during a pro-life rally. The lawsuit alleged the network put its anti-Trump bias ahead of journalistic standards in portraying Sandman as the aggressor. Full video of the incident revealed that the Covington students didn't initiate the confrontation. CNN personalities have repeatedly praised and lauded left-wing terrorist group Antifa. Just last year, Stelter downplayed the group's brutal beating of journalist Andy Ngo. In addition to hosting Reliable Sources, Brian Stelter serves as CNN's chief media correspondent, a beat he previously covered at the New York Times. Follow David Ng on Twitter @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.